Think about Mum. I know you're thinking, Father's lost it. What's a mother's handbag got to do with Peter and people following Jesus? Well, you know, the great thing about receiving communion is that Jesus gives himself to us. And sometimes, you know, we think we're not worth it. And it's interesting when we think of the people that Jesus picks to follow him. Peter, who we hear about. Have you heard of Peter before? Heard of Peter? St. Peter? You're probably somewhere along the line, yeah. Anyway, St. Peter, he gets it wrong a lot of the time. Peter's the one who says things, and Jesus says, not really, or are you sure? And Peter's going to be the one who's not going to trust that everything's going to be okay, and he's going to deny Jesus when he's really in trouble. So he picks Peter, and he's picking his disciples. And sometimes I think I'm a bit like my mum's bag, because on the outside I'm perfect because I'm a priest. Da, 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 da. I'm a priest, you say. It's all right, you know. So it all looks good. But if anybody unzip me, they might not like what they see on the inside. They might think, oh, he's from Wembley. You know, they might unzip and say, oh, well, he never realised he was from London. Oh, no. And sometimes we think to ourselves, God won't like what he sees in us. Because he'll unzip us and say, ugh, and zip it back up again and say, over there. But he doesn't. And that's the brilliant thing about Jesus and about God. And the one thing I want you to take away as you go and you get ready for your Holy Communion is that God sees you, each one of you, and he sees beauty. And he sees goodness. And he sees someone who's fantastic. That's what he sees. When he looks at you and he looks at me, well, maybe a bit with me, he sees someone who's fantastic. And you must always remember that. Whenever you pray to God, he's not going to say, oh, I'm not too keen on them. He's going to say, oh, great. They're speaking to me. And I'm so happy because I love them so much and they're so fantastic. So you must remember that as you're getting ready for your communion. When God looks at you, each one of you, when God looks at Alexander, Billy, Gracie, Julia, Molly, Roisin and Taylor, he sees someone fantastic who he loves very much. And so that's why we can always pray to him, because he loves us so very much.